Don't forget, if you're listening to this episode, to vote for Big Patty or for anybody for the podcast award. I don't give a shit anymore. We're not going to win. But vote for us or vote for Big Patty or vote for Fox in the City. Vote for Big Patty. You know what? Just vote.
Somebody.
Just vote for somebody, okay? Vote for Big Patty, okay?
Yeah, do it.
But mainly us.
And it's very painful, and we all should have two email addresses, one for personal and then one for the junk crap.
Vote for Big Patty.
So yeah. And if you don't, this is a perfect opportunity to make a junk crap email.
I only have an AOL account. Vote for Big Patty.
That should be the junk crap one.
No, that's where I get all...
junk crap one called Whisker Biscuits.
Vote for Big Patty.
I have
one at Whisker Biscuits, one at AOL, and one at GeoCities. Vote for Big Patty.
It's really quite painless to vote, too.
It is quite painless. Oh, vote for Big Patty. Vote for someone. If you want to vote for us, vote for us. Vote for Big Patty. I don't
Look
care.
Look at you. You go through these...
Vote for Big Patty.
Wild.
Vote for Big Patty. I want to win, but we won't win. They have thousands of email accounts, and I know that Fist of Fun is just, like, going to all of them every day. Vote for Big Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just know they are. So there's just... But I want other people to get voted for then. Vote for Big Patty.
Yeah.
Vote for Fist of Fun. I don't give a shit anymore. Vote for Big Patty. But I'll change next episode, probably. So
Hang on.
Wait 5 minutes, and then he's going to care desperately and want us to print out banners from Kinko's.
Yeah. I'm going to use some of our money from that fund drive to get banners from Vote for Big Patty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 472 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of November, 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty is just going to nitter-natter and chitter-chat, and I'm going to go down into the Fat Cave today, y'all, because Big Fatty needs to talk about a few of the quiz programs. Oh, no! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. And y'all, I say it that way because in the Northern Hemisphere, and at least for Big Fatty, today might as well be Friday. Because, y'all, Big Fatty is away from the coal mine until next Monday. So, anyway, I am off for Turkey Day, and then I'm off for Friday. Y'all, you'll have to excuse me. I may be a little phlegmy. A gentleman caller just left a few minutes ago. But anyway, anyway, so today is my Friday, and for those of you who have to work, you know, over there in the Faroe Islands, or y'all, I've got a great Thanksgiving story I want to tell to you also on today's show, and it involves the NIP, and the NIP and I, before I get to that, y'all, I was out today, I was running a few little errands, I had a coupon for the complimentary Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'd gotten this coupon a while back, and y'all, it was set to expire next Monday, and I'm, no, I will not let a Chick-fil-A coupon expire. So I went and had me a Chick-fil-A sandwich and some iced tea. You want iced tea? We got that? Yeah. Sweet tea? No, I won't. Half and half. Thank you. And had that, and then ran to the bank. And y'all, while I was out and about, I saw the Christmas tree. The Crema tree lots are up, y'all. And y'all, Big Fatty just used to put up a live tree for Christmas, but I don't. Big Fatty is a little gassy, too, all of a sudden. Oh, Big Fatty, you just got it coming out both ends today. Out of both ends. Oh, maybe that'll be the title of today's show. Out of both ends. And I guarantee you, when everybody sees that title, they'll know what it's all about. Out of both ends. Oh, Big Fatty, that's a good one. Except every day could be out of both ends. Well, that's true. Y'all, but the Christmas tree lots are up. Y'all, love the smell. I love the smell of a live tree, but y'all, they're expensive. And you know, it's just me, and I'm going to the Atlantas for Crema, you know, because that's where the where the hats are. And y'all, I will be doing a meet and greet in Atlanta. I think it's going to be on Sunday. Let me look at it here. Oh, Black Friday, you should have this ready ahead of time. Sunday the 20th. Because that's when I'm coming to town. And I'm just going to, before I go see the hats, I'm going to spend the night in town and do some hootenannying. So those of you who live in the Atlanta area, I'm thinking about having the hootenanny at Wolf's. That's Wolf's. Because, you know, I tried to have one last time I was in town. But that Atom would not come to my hootenanny because it was at the Atlanta Eagle. And no, Big Friday, I love you and I love every kind of program that you are on, but I will not go to the Eagle. But maybe he'll go to Wolf's. Adam, will you go to Wolf's? Please let Big Friday know. And y'all, the New West, Country West, he's over there, and the terminally single Tim, and I, you know, Frank from Atlanta, he has unsubscribed, y'all, so I won't be seeing him, but I don't know who else is in Atlanta now, so if you are in the Atlanta area and want to meet Big Fatty on the 20th, that's a Sunday, we'll do it kind of early, because I know it's a school day for some people on Monday, but we'll do it kind of early, and We'll have some beverages, and, you know, I'll be there, and you can just, oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness you're here. I can buy you a complimentary Tanqueray and tonic. And, you know, I'll be more than happy to accept that. So, anyway, anyway, I was talking about the Christmas trees, but y'all, Big Fatty, a couple of years ago, bought the aluminum. How does that English John say it? Aluminium? Stephen the Uck, how do you say it? Aluminium? Poor Brick Party can't say it. Aluminium? No, y'all can't say it. Aluminium? No, that's not right. Oh, Big Fatty, you are so retarded. We think you're kind of like Big Ricky. I bought a tinfoil tree, and it has the lights on and everything. Y'all, and it's in the closet. I could pull it out right now. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounded dirty. I could pull it out this right now too. But anyway, y'all, that was the PNS Explosion Boys there at the beginning of the show. And y'all, it sounds to me like they want you to vote for Big Fatty over at thepodcastawards.com. Now, y'all, Monday is the last day you can vote, and you can vote every day, including Thanksgiving and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So you've only got 6 more chances to vote, y'all. So get on it. Get on it. Because they think that... Y'all, did it sound like that they said the Fist of Fun? Y'all, that sounds like they're describing the Big Fatty Show. Oh, Big Fatty! But don't vote for the Fist of Fun. Vote for Big Fatty Online. Okay, Big Fatty, we will do that. Yes! Yes, we will!
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cave, B-I-G. FATTY. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, now I am recording this prior to the finals of the Dancing with the Tards. And y'all, you know, for the finale, they always bring back all the contestants who have been on all season long. So I'll get to see my snowboarder boy, Louis Vito. And y'all, he's just cute as a button. Just cute as a button. But y'all, I was watching the semifinals last night, and y'all, that Kelly Osbourne, she thinks of herself that she's fat as a whale, and compared to Donny Osmond and to Maya, she is. But y'all, she fell down during. I'm gonna tell you this. Oh, I thought all of the freestyle dance. Well, I take not all. I thought the two women's freestyle dances were just dumb. I didn't like them. And that Maya, she didn't dance. Her feet hardly moved. She just did that pumping thing with her arms. And y'all, that ain't dancing. That is just not dancing. But I'm making my prediction now before the finale premieres. On Tuesday night, that Donny Osmond is going to win it all. Maya is a better dancer, but that Donny Osmond, I think he has got more. I think he's got more of an audience out there. Now, y'all, the other one I want to talk about is the Big Run, because y'all, I'm just going to tell you something. I love the Gay Brothers, even though they did steal the taxi cab from the former Miss America couple. And y'all, I'm tired of her. I am sick and damn tired of her. And y'all, I was so hoping they were going to be eliminated, but it was a non-elimination thing. Checkpoint. Not checkpoint. What is it? Oh, last team to arrive, maybe elimination point. Elimination point. Y'all, Big Fatty has an elimination point, and it is referred to as the turlet. and y'all, the Survivor, if you're not watching the Survivor, watch it. Watch it on Thursday night, because y'all, I'm telling you, this Russell guy, he's evil. He's just pure evil. But y'all, the man knows how to play the... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I am getting a call right this second. In fact, I'm gonna put this call on. Hold on just a moment there, caller. Caller, you are on the speakerphone for Big Fatty's Wednesday show. Would you like to say hello to all the listeners?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Say hello, listeners. Tell everyone who you are.
It's CBB calling from Baltimore.
Yes, y'all, it is the one and only Stevie B, and he is calling from Baltimore. And y'all, he is calling Big Fatty because he is a proud new father, aren't you, Stevie B?
I am.
And would you like to tell everybody what you're a proud new father of?
I became a Mac person today.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that you... So you made the big switch.
I did.
Okay, and
I'm
tell
sure
us...
I barely ever laid a hand on one before today.
And, Stevie B, tell us what you got.
Let's see. I got the iMac that's 21 and a half inches.
Okay, so you weren't the size queen. You just went for the normal size.
6.5 inches.
Okay. You did not go for the 27-incher.
I didn't.
That's just too much. It's just too much. Well, Stevie B, thank you so much for being on the show. And tell everyone bye-bye, and you'll get to hear yourself on the Wednesday show.
Okay, and they should vote for Big Fatty.
Right, and where would they do that?
At podcastawards.com.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you very much, Big Fatty. And y'all, on today's Ask Big Fatty, our question, it's very seasonal, y'all, and I'm taking it a little bit out of order. So if you have an Ask Big Fatty question out there, please forgive me, but I'm going to just kind of jump the queue, as they say over there in the UK.
But it's this one comes from Peter G, and he is out there in the Oakland, Joe. Remember, he doesn't remember where he's from, but he was telling me about California One. Anyway, Peter G says, Big Fatty, why do you call Christmas crema? What do you mean, love, Peter G? Well, now, Peter G, this is a question that, you know, I'm sure several people have. And the reason that Big Fatty calls Christmas crema is back when I was younger, and me and my little brothers, we would get up on Christmas morning, and, you know, we'd see the toys and everything. And then we'd all get together with our friends and everything, and we'd all go out there. This is into the podcast renewal desk. Only 3 straight listeners have responded to Big Fatty's inquiry, and that ain't enough. You're thinking, oh, Big Fatty, did you grow up with that Julian from the Foul Monkeys as your friends? And y'all, the answer to that is absolutely not. Because, you know, Big Fatty is not the lacist. Oh, Big Fatty, it doesn't sound like it from that answer you've just given us. You just, oh, no. No. No, it's, oh, no. Y'all, at the beginning of the show, we talked about the Fist of Fun. We're back to the beginning already, Big Fatty. Oh, to your gussy. We're not ready for that. But y'all, have you been over there to the lodge lately? Because, you know, Big Fatty got one of those cryptic messages from that Kim Brewer. Oh, by the way, that Daniel Beaver, if you see Daniel Beaver in Florida, it is not a mirage. It is the one and only Daniel Beaver. He is traveling down to Strawberry City. Down there, and he is visiting the Hats. He is visiting the Hats, I believe, for Thanksgiving. But y'all, I got this cryptic message from that Kim Brewer, and y'all, I went over to her site, you know, over at the lodge, and y'all can get to it by going over to the BFO, and y'all, she's got a picture over there. Why Thanksgiving is like any other weekend at the Fat Cave. Oh, and y'all. Quite frankly, I'm not real pleased with the picture because, y'all, Big Fatty does not look good in the horizontal stripes. And but, y'all, speaking of Fist of Fun, it is showing a picture of Big Fatty stuffing a turkey over there. And, y'all, she is not right, y'all. She is just not right. But anyway, y'all, who doesn't love that Kim Brewer? Oh, Big Fatty, we all love the Kim Brewer. Now, y'all, not sent me something. Speaking of dirty things, y'all, he wrote to me and he says, he says that he was looking at pictures of bare naked ladies. Cause you know, not is one of the straight listeners of the BFO. And y'all, he sent me the gigantic. It is just gigantic bottle of the Tanqueray 10 and a straw. And y'all, he says, actually, we're a little preoccupied here in the UCK at the moment since the recent flooding of of Cockermouth. Y'all, now what the fuck is Cockermouth? And he says, apparently it is a village in Cumbria. Oh, wait, Cumbria, Jesus, you can't make this shit up. Cockermouth flooded in Cumbria. Y'all, the Brits, they're just batshit crazy. They are just batshit crazy, y'all. Just batshit crazy. Y'all, if you are traveling, like that Daniel Brewer is for the holiday, I hope that you will have safe travels. Big Fatty will be here tomorrow, and I'll be here Friday also for Black Friday, and, you know, Patrick, what do you think about Big Fatty being here?
I don't give a shit anymore.
Dear Gussie. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.